Title: Enforcement Advisory. The FCC's Enforcement Bureau continues to closely review provider compliance with Affordable Connective Program rules. Content: As the battle for the future of the Affordable Connectivity Program, ACP, continues on Capitol Hill, and the FCC prepares for the looming shutdown of the program, providers should be aware that the FCC's Enforcement Bureau, continues to investigate and issue forfeitures related to non-compliance with program rules, particularly around subscriber onboarding and usage of the ACP benefit by consumers. On March 15, 2024, the Enforcement Bureau announced a settlement with Vexus Fiber, LLC, terminating its investigation into whether Vexus violated ACP rules by preventing customers from applying the ACP benefit to any residential broadband service plan selected, a practice otherwise known as downselling. Under this settlement, Vexus admitted to violating ACP rules, assented to establishing a compliance plan, and agreed to pay a $100,000 civil penalty. In addition, earlier this year the Federal Communications Commission, FCC, adopted two major notices of apparent liability for forfeiture against ACP providers. The FCC proposed a penalty of over $14 million against Tone Communication Services, LLC for allegedly enrolling ACP subscribers based on false information and failing to comply with subscriber transfer rules, and a penalty of $16.9 million against City Communications Incorporated for similar violations. The FCC also initiated proceedings to remove both providers from ACP. These actions follow on the heels of an advisory issued by the FCC's Office of Inspector General, OIG, in September 2023, alerting providers and consumers of emerging concerns that some providers are failing to comply with ACP's usage and related de-enrollment rules. In particular, the OIG discovered that dozens of participating mobile broadband providers de-enrolled few, if any, ACP subscribers for non-usage and claimed reimbursement for all or nearly all of their ACP subscribers. The advisory encouraged providers to urgently examine their usage monitoring practices and fully disclose any non-compliance to the FCC and promptly repay any improperly received funds, as one major provider has done to the tune of $49.4 million. Given the consistent media focus on the potential misuse of ACP funds by certain providers, and the FCC's increased scrutiny of subscriber verification processes, we expect the FCC's Enforcement Bureau to continue pursuing investigations of any suspected non-compliance with ACP rules, even after any potential shutdown of the ACP. If you have any questions about ACP compliance, or if you have received a letter of inquiry from the FCC regarding your participation in the ACP, please contact a member of Shepherd Mullins' telecommunications team. Categories: FCC. As seen in FCC Law Blog.